Time for another of our regular segments on advertising. Sometimes an ad just seems to grab people, even though there's nothing unusual about it. Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson has this review of an ad campaign that features a pretty woman, a white background, one letter of the alphabet, and almost nothing else.
You probably remember these ads if you've seen them even once. They're for a shopping website, and they're shot in a world of white. White floors, white walls, white furnishings, and a stunning middle-aged babe dressed all in white. She's smiling at us. And she's saying something that sounds a little bit sexy.
Have you discovered the secret of the big O?
Whoa. In another ad, she goes even further.
It's all about the O.
All about the O. That's hot. The woman changes costumes 6 or 7 times before she finally explains what the O really stands for. Overstock.com, a website that sells liquidated merchandise.
Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything's always on sale. Save up to 70%.
Admit it, you can't take your eyes off this commercial. I know you can't. The web is overflowing with your rants. This ad is so annoying. This woman is so freaking hot. I can't stand this woman. What's going on with this ad? I'm deeply confused. Please help me. Relax, people. I'm here to explain this commercial's oddly powerful hold on us. Let me tell you what it's really all about. Number one, it's all about the double entendre. The obvious starting point for any analysis. The O sliding from the lips of this luscious babe brings orgasm to mind. What's not to understand? Sex sells. Number two, it's all about the accent. There's something just a little bit off, but it's hard to place. Is she Canadian, maybe? Listen to the way she says the words electronics and jewelry.
Save up to 70% on designer clothing, bedding, electronics, and diamond jewelry.
Turns out this actress is German and came to the States about 20 years ago. She never quite shed that last hint of accent. Personally, I find her speech hypnotic. But one blogger thinks she's being held hostage at gunpoint and is trying to deliver an encoded message. Number three, it's all about the cheesy white background. Ring, ring. The 1980s called. They want their radically monochrome interiors back. Seriously, what's going on here? Well, according to Overstock.com's vice president of branding, the white is meant to suggest the virtual, non-physical space of the internet. Fair enough. I'm not sure any viewers will pick up on that. Still, it's another offbeat choice that sets the commercial apart. This ad looks like nothing else on television, so we notice it. Number four, it's all about the mesmerizing babe. And here's the moment you've been waiting for, guys. The lowdown on the Overstock hottie.
$2.95 shipping and live operators 24/7. All waiting for you. So discover the secret of the big O.
What kind of website is she talking about, anyway? I spoke to Sabina Ehrenfeld as she was driving back from a snowboarding trip with her children last week. And I learned the following. In addition to German and English, Sabina speaks French and Italian. She is proficient in basic tactical pistol skills because she thought it would be a fun thing to learn. She also has a private pilot's license and once flew solo in an old-style aerobatic tailwheel plane from California to Montana with camping gear in the back so she could land along the route to sleep and refuel. I'm not making this up. Overstock.com was looking for a 38-year-old brunette to play the part because that's Overstock's demographic. Sabina is actually 41, and she's pretty in a non-threatening way. Men find her approachable, women think she's friendly. I give this ad an A. I'm not saying it's a work of art, but Overstock.com's brand awareness has shot up from 12% to 46% in recent months. I know I remember the brand, and I know why. Lover or hater, in the end, it's all about Sabina.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the ad report card column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Day-to-day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.